It's time for Ask Dr. Daria on RadioMD.com. Do you have a question? Tweet your questions to @ShareCareInc using #ShareCareRadio or email your questions to AskDrDaria@RadioMD.com. Here's Dr. Daria.
Welcome back. For this week's Ask Dr. Daria segment, we're continuing with Becky Blaylock as part of our Busy Women's Guide. So let's just jump back in. Becky, when we stopped, you were talking about, you know, outsourcing, reaching out for help, but you also said there's some things you cannot outsource.
Outsourcing. I tell people that you can even outsource childcare. And I'm proof that you can do that and still have a very successful child. Mm-hmm. But the thing you can't outsource is taking care of yourself. Number one, getting enough sleep, exercising, eating right. Those are things that only you can do for you. So when you prioritize, you should keep those at the top. Although many times those are the first things that we cut. We don't get enough sleep. You know, we'll cut out exercise if we've got something else we have to go to. But somehow I tell people you've got to find a way to take care of you, because if you could outsource exercising, I would have already figured that out.
You'd be a trillionaire by now if you could outsource exercising. Really quickly,
Absolutely.
Do you have any specific points for how you prioritized it? Did you mark it in your calendar? How'd you make sure you got that fitness in there?
One of the most important things I used to do is sit down and have a conversation with my child. And I have given this advice to other women because it really works. Even at 3 years of age, your child can tell you what's important to you. I used to interview my daughter on a very regular basis and involve her in my planning and tell her what was going on in my life. And if there was something that was really critical to her, I would change everything else around to be there for it. And what's interesting is she is 25 years old now. We talk a lot about the fact that I suffered with guilty working mother syndrome. And
yeah,
I thought,
don't
oh my
we
gosh,
all.
She's going to end up being a derelict, yes. And she doesn't even remember me not ever being there for anything. And that's because I always tried to be there for the things that were really important to her. And I used to think when she was small, I felt bad that I didn't have the time to drive her to school. And truth of the matter is, she didn't want me driving her to school. She told me that. She liked being seen with her cool babysitter instead of being seen with me, her mother.
Sorry, and Mom, so, you're not cool.
So I always tell people, you know, make sure you've talked to your child. Mm-hmm. She also remembers sitting down with me and having conversations about what was really important and what was going on in my life. And, you know, at 25 years of age, she's one of the most successful people that I know. And she says that it's because she learned how to juggle things by watching me as she was growing up. And I think that in the future, you're going to see more moms working. There'll still be some people that stay at home. And I really respect people that do stay home and have the ability to do that, because that's hard work, too.
It surely is.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But our economy is going to demand that more of our women are participating in the labor force. And so I think the more you can be a role model for your child, the better you position them to be more successful in life.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, the last thing on trying to get more balance in your life, and this is the thing I see women struggle with the most. I've done a lot of work, and some men struggle with this too. It's not just women, but it's this whole idea of delegation, you know. But truth of the matter is, what gets you into middle management is not what gets you into senior management in corporations.
Mm-hmm.
Middle management is all about execution. Senior management is all about how you delegate and how you surround yourself with talent and how you create a vision. Mm-hmm. They're very different skill sets, and so I see a lot of women who come in every day. They work hard, they execute, they deliver great results, but they can't seem to break out of that and get into senior management, and that's because it's a very different skill set.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all about being able to effectively delegate and trust other people to get the work done, because at the senior levels, you can't do it all yourself.
No, you got to find the right people and then to trust them to do the job, which you led right into my next question. And that was, I had read online in your book, you say that leadership is taken, not given. What do you mean by that?
Actually, one of my great mentors, a woman named Juanita Branco, who runs a major car dealership in Georgia, was speaking to a group when I was very young in my career. And in those days, you didn't see very many women in leadership positions. And she was on a panel with a bunch of other men. And they were talking about, what is leadership? How do you describe leadership? And she sat there very patiently for about 20 minutes listening to them go on and on about creating a vision and, you know, getting other people to go with you. And then she looked out at the audience and she said, let me tell you people something. If you're sitting around waiting on somebody to make you a leader, it is not going to happen. She said, leadership is not given, it's taken. And she said, you know what needs to be done. Go back to your company, step up to the plate, and take the initiative to make it happen. Mm-hmm. And it was almost like a wake-up call to me. It's like, you know, too many times I think we sit in a little box and we wait for somebody to come tell us what to do. Mm-hmm. And it was like I was getting permission for the first time to get out of the box and to go drive that change. And it's amazing because she and I have, she doesn't even remember saying this at the conference, but it had a profound impact on me as a young executive. And I went back and I felt very empowered after that. And mm-hmm. I thought, I am going to start taking charge here. I'm not going to wait for somebody to come tell me what to do. I'm going to make it happen.
That's I love that. That is so empowering.
I know, and I began to look for people on my team who also took initiative, who weren't sitting around waiting for me to come tell them what to do, but were coming to me with ideas. And I think corporate America is starving for that. Mm-hmm. You know, they're more than ever looking for employees who know how to innovate and who take the initiative, because senior executives don't have the time to go tell somebody every single little thing that needs to be done, and they don't always have all the answers. Mm-hmm. You know, and that corporations really need to do a better job of making sure there's a good two-way flow of information inside their companies. I think the most successful companies in the future are going to be the ones that do that very effectively.
Yeah, it's really true that encouraging innovation, when we hear about Google doing that and some other companies, but really encouraging innovation in their employees, and that to let them have these great ideas and let it bubble up.
Yeah, and actually, you know, I talked about the fact that these 28 women I interviewed all said that you've got to be willing to get out front and take those risks. And too many times, women in particular shy away from that. Some of that's because we have not always had the same social safety networks inside corporations that men have. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's important to have a mentor, because a mentor can coach you to have the courage to get out front and take charge and drive the change that's needed. Mm-hmm. My dad used to say to me, you know, dogs don't chase parked cars. If you're out front driving change and making things happen, you're going to have some dogs chasing after you. Mm-hmm. And you've just got to accept that for what it is. If you don't have any dogs chasing after you, you're probably not doing all you can do to
It's a good sign, right?
It's a good sign.
Yes, absolutely. If no one's chasing after you, are you going in the wrong direction?
That's right.
I love that. Now, just in our last minute, you know, can you give us any other tips for your success, for how you have managed all of this, you know, have this great relationship with your daughter? Any other specific action tips that we can apply right now or tomorrow?
Well, I've got a great tip for you. You can go to my website, BeckyBlaylock.com, and there is a confidence quiz, because I think confidence is such a critical part of helping us get outside that comfort zone and do what we need to be successful. Mm-hmm. And so I have a confidence quiz, and you can take the quiz and learn how confident are you. And if you're not very confident, there's some tips on the website that tell you things that you can do every single day to build your confidence. One of the easiest things is to wake up every morning and think about the things for which you're most grateful. You know, in a lot of research of the most successful mm-hmm. people, they spend some portion of their day, every day, thinking about the things for which they're most grateful. And if you do that first thing in the morning, it just kind of gets you in the right frame of mind mm-hmm. for the rest of the day.
It's so true, and it makes
giving back and helping others. There mm-hmm. have been so many times when I thought I was giving back and helping others, but yet those are the same people that came back and did so much more to help me. That if you go into relationships thinking about what you can do to help somebody else, mm-hmm. you will build very strong relationships and have a foundation of people you can pull on anytime you need them.
Becky, that is an amazing way to end it, but focusing on other people and helping them as well. Thank you so much. You have helped us. Now, remember, go to BeckyBlaylock.com. You can also take our confidence quiz. You can follow her on Twitter at Becky_Blaylock. You can also find our Busy Women Guide to Health and Sanity at my profile, also at Huffington Post. And remember, we'll be back next week at Share Care Radio. In the meantime, tweet me at Dr. Daria or at Share Care Inc., hashtag Share Care Radio. It's also downloadable at sharecare.com/radioMD. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to Share Care Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.